First he killed Astynous, and a captain Hypeiron, one with a spear thrust in the upper chest, the other by a stroke of his great sword, chopping his collarbone at the round joint to sever his whole shoulder from his body. These he left, and met Polyidus and Abas, Eurydamas's sons, the father being an old interpreter of dreams. He read no dreams for these two, going to war. Diomedes killed and stripped them. Next he met Xanthus and Thoon, two dear sons of Phenops, a man worn out with misery and years, who fathered no more heirs, but these Diomedes overpowered. He took their lives, leaving their father empty pain and mourning, never to welcome them alive at home after the war, and all their heritage broken up among others. Next, two sons of Dardan Priam Diomedes killed in one war car, Achaemon and Chromius. Just as a lion leaps to crunch the neck of ox or heifer grazing near a thicket, Diomedes, leaping, dragged them down, convulsed out of their car, and took their armor, sending their horses to the rear. Aeneas, observing all the havoc this man made amid the Trojan ranks, moved up the line of battle and along the clash of spears in search of Pandarus. Coming upon him, he halted by Lycaon's noble son and said to him, "Pandarus, where is your bow? Where are your fledged arrows and your fame? No man of Troy contends with you in archery. No man in Lycia would claim to beat you. Here, lift your hands to Zeus. Let fly at that one, whoever he is, an overwhelming fighter. He has already hurt the Trojans badly, cutting down many of our best. Let fly, unless it be some god who bears a grudge against us, raging over a sacrifice. The anger of a god is cruel anger." To this Lycaon's noble son replied, "Aeneas, master of battlecraft for Trojans under arms, that spearman, as I see him, looks very like Diomedes. Shield and helm with his high plume socket I recognize, having his team in view. I cannot swear he is no god.